Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 145. Wow, we've made it. Ladies and gentlemen, and others, however you self-identify, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back. We have more hot topics. we have a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have like a lot, but it's a lot. You know, like we are going to get deep with some stuff, I feel like.
Don't we always? Or at least I always.
It's not about quantity, it's about quality. And we're bringing you some quality news this week.
Yes. Oh my God. You're so good. Like, you are so good with words. It's crazy.
Oh my God. My dog is barking. Which is a reminder that we do have a drinking game, which we'll get into. But first, I'm Liz.
Yes. And you are on the West Coast, and I am Kate representing the East Coast. And we're just here on this magical ride. 145 episodes. Like, what? Of what? What?
Of
were we even talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh my God. Nothing.
It is a show about nothing.
Yeah, it's like Seinfeld.
Yeah. The real show about nothing. But yeah, so we always, you know, usually have a cocktail and then we talk about the latest weird news headlines, pop culture, true crime, anything that just interests us really.
It's really a potpourri.
We need to know about
the potpourri.
It is a potpourri.
I would say. So what are you drinking this evening?
Well, this evening I am drinking a Truly, the new watermelon kiwi flavor. I'm not doing a wine spritz tonight, just the Truly by itself. Just, you know, traditional, as it was intended.
Taking it old school, taking it old school.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. It's refreshing.
Okay, yeah, see, I'm definitely allergic to kiwi, so, and I'm, like, so dramatic about it that I won't even drink anything that's, like, flavored kiwi.
This is good. Yeah, this is a good flavor. If you're not allergic to it.
Yeah, I used to love strawberry kiwi flavor and stuff. Like when I was little, I remember, like, loving it. So I know, like, real kiwi is not in this stuff, but I still...
It's a mental thing. It's all
yeah,
mental.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking basically the same thing I drank last week. And I got to tell you, this bottle of Kettle One is going a lot faster than I anticipated. I bought like a bigger size bottle than I had. I had like a tiny bottle. It wasn't like a nip or anything, but it was like a small bottle. And that took me a long time to go through. So I'm like, well, I'll just get like a bigger one. It was on sale. Like I couldn't
believe it. It'll last longer.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, God, I'll have this for like a year. Oh, nope. It's half gone.
Yeah, because then you're like, oh, well, I just can have more so I can just drink more now.
And I've been more into like, I'd rather have just like a little splash of vodka with my soda water instead of like a wine or something, you know, when it's like so humid and hot, like I just want
less
to have
sugar.
Some light. Yeah. It just doesn't make you feel like as bloated, I think. So
I agree. Good for you. I love Kettle One.
You know? And speaking of bloated, I have to let everybody know. This is
God. Oh my gosh. This is like the biggest breaking news ever.
Okay. So I finally decided to get a menstrual cup. So I was like, I gotta do it.
There goes all of our male listeners. So bye. Bye, Jason. It's been fun.
Bye, Jason and Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, no, this is, listen, you should not be ashamed of your period. Like, embrace the period, people. It is time. Because it's so natural, you know, it happens. It's part of our bodies.
It is. It definitely is. I am not, I mean, I I'm like, not, I'm a hippie, but I draw a line at some point. And I have not gotten past that line when it comes to my JJ and I'm putting a cup up there. It's really for me getting over like the cleaning it out part. But yeah, which I am interested because I have so many friends who do it. I know they say it's better for you, you know, like you,
yeah,
whatever, but I do the organic tampons. You and a few other people finally got me into organic tampons.
Yeah, well, because tampons are made out of just like literally bleach, basically. Like if you're a camper and you like go out and need flint or whatever, like to start fires, people bring tampons with them because they go up like in flames because not only are they cotton, but they're soaked in bleach and like who the hell knows what else. So I'm like, and I like the organic tampons, but I'm just like, just the thought of like the waste of that. Mm-hmm. And like you get this every week for 1 week every month for a lot of years, most people. So just think of like all the waste that makes. And okay, just yourself, like that's not that much, but think of if just like a million people stopped wearing tampons, right? Or yeah, like at anything. Yeah, like that waste would actually accumulate to something where you'd be like, oh my god, like think of if everybody stopped using this, like how much waste that would be. Anyway, so not only is it like chemicals and it's just like gross waste,
I was gonna say, like, you all know how I feel about straws and plastic straws and how much I love them, so.
Yeah, you're the number one contributor to fucking global warming. Oh, my God. So I've been, like, curious about the different cups. So yeah, I'm like, oh, my
God. That is like, a very good point.
I'm not a researcher. Like, I'm not one. I am not type A. Like, I'm not going to research what are the best reviewed, like, lady cups, basically. So I'm, like, scrolling through Instagram, and this ad came up for June. The brand name is June.
Okay.
And they're, like, menstrual cups. So I'm like, oh, okay, what's this? And then it's, like, we're selling our cups for $6 at cost, like, we're not making anything in this deal, but because it's COVID-19 and like, you know, people don't have a lot, spend $6 to get this cup and you won't even have to pay for feminine products because those aren't free, which they should be free.
That's so amazing, like, that they were offering that.
Yeah. So I was like, I want to, like, I've been wanting to get one of these and I want to support this company because I think what they're doing is cool. So, and I was like, whatever. So if I don't like it, it was $6. It's not like there's some that are like $40, you know, and that's like in these times, no, even though you could spend $40 easily, like a month on feminine products or, you know, like there's stuff.
Some of them, especially the organic ones, are expensive.
Exactly. So, anyway, so I got it and.
Okay. And how was it?
I finally got my period, which I was like
wearing it right now in this moment.
Like, this is the month that I'm going to get like pregnant just because I bought this freaking cup. But no, so yes, it's in me right now, people, as we speak.
Oh my God. Reporting live from your vagina. Kate's cup.
June. Okay. So I have one in right now. And can't feel it, nothing. Like, it's definitely nothing different than just, like, having a tampon in.
Okay.
It took, like, a minute to get, you have to, like, fold it because it's, like, silicone. And so you have to figure out how to, like, fold it the correct way and then insert it. And then it has to, like, create a seal. That's how it works. Like, if you don't have a seal, then it, like, leak. So it's weird. Like the first couple times it's weird. I thought I almost vacuumed out my uterus a couple times. Like, You can't be scared of yourself. You can't be scared to get around down there, okay?
Oh my God.
You need to embrace it at this point. And so it worked. And I'm really, so far, like, I give 2 fallopian tubes up.
Okay. I have a theory. Like, I feel like most of my friends who do the cup are, and not all of them, this is the case, but some of them got into it after they had kids. And I feel like once you have something, like, come out.
Yeah, you're like, whatever. Like that,
you don't care anymore, right? And you're just, like, over it. You're like, whatever, this is fine. Like,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh, this little cup. Meanwhile, you would probably look at it and be like, that thing's enormous. Yeah, I'm like, oh,
exactly. So I think moms are more open to it.
That's fucking funny. Well, plus, and, like, your period changes after you have kids. Mm-hmm. It's, like, a lot heavier at times. And you're like, what the fuck? Now I know why they make those, like, dildo-sized ultra tampons. Because it's, like, crazy. You use, like, your ab muscles, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's not cool. So I'm like, I'd rather just, like, have a cup in for a few hours and deal with it that way. And we're home. We're not, like,
right.
This is...
Right now is the best time.
Best time. Yeah, the best time, because we're, like, if we go out for a hike or whatever, but it's convenient, like, you can take the cup out and empty it right before you leave, and then you'll have that whole time, you know? So you can be, like, strategic about it.
Yeah, yeah, good. I was going to say, because if I ever see anybody emptying one of those in public, I will slap you and then throw up.
In that exact order. I mean, I couldn't imagine it. Well, you would empty it, like, into the toilet, but then you have to rinse it.
Right.
Like, rinse it out. So, yeah, someone just coming out of a stall with, like, a bloody cup. You're like, oh, that would be me. I'd be like, what? Watching
drying it. Right? All girls here.
Drying it under the fucking air dryer. The hand dryer. I'm like, oh, let me just dry it off.
Well, okay, so, like, I also have, like, a personal question because, you know, as you get older, you know, you can't hold, like, your pee as much as you need to, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so it comes on a little bit quicker, you know? So sometimes, like, when going to the bathroom, I'm wearing a tampon, like, you know, it'll, like, the tampon will come out a little bit or whatever because of, like, the force of that. So do you feel, like, the same way and you just got to, like, just stick back up? Or, like, is it already, like, in there really securely?
It's in there really securely. And you do have to do, like, a couple times after I put it in, like, I'll sit down or get in a different position. And, like, I can kind of feel it. And it's a little bit, it's, like, just uncomfortable. So then I just have to, like, kind of move around for a second. Just kind of, like, readjust my uterus. I don't know. And then it just gets, like, immediately, like, I don't notice it.
Interesting. So well, that's good that it's comfortable and nice and cozy up in your uterus.
Yes. And it makes you realize that, like, your period doesn't smell like anything. Like, you know how, like, tampons are, like, you think, like, ew, like, period blood with, like, a weird smell. Like, your period blood smells like nothing, and I'm here to tell you all that. It smells like nothing. So the tampons are what's making it, like, have a weird smell. I swear to God. Like, so then you think your periods are evil. Okay? Yeah. The whole thing.
Oh, I mean, I guess I never really thought my periods smelled bad.
No, but it just has, like, you can, like, smell it. You know what I mean? Like, it smells like blood
and
whatever.
And a lot of tampons are kind of scented usually, too.
They have some sort of, like, you know, there's chemicals in it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it just smells
more like metallic.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, so just a little hot tip. Periods don't smell. I'm here to tell you.
Well, thank you for that consumer report. That was fascinating. You guys, let us know if you're on the cup train. I would be fascinated to know.
Get in the cup. Get in the cup. Fill up my cup.
Fill up my cup. Oh my God. Well, speaking of filling up our cups, I'll just quickly remind you guys of our drinking game before we kick off our hot topics. So as you heard earlier, my dog barked. So anytime there's a distraction like that, kids, dogs, husband, we record at home, you know, anytime we have a story out of Texas, Arizona, Florida, or Japan, which is just like, it's like too easy these days, you know, I mean, so we haven't even had one.
I have a story that mentions Japan tonight, so okay, be listening for that.
Okay, and let's see. Yeah, I mean, we kind of have just been pretty lax with the drinking game, so you know, and obviously anytime there was like a story about misogyny, which we hate, or racist or anything like that, you guys know obviously what side we're on. So drink when we get angry, drink when we get the Nick Cage rage. It's been a while for that too. And you know, our anytime we celebrate someone we love, like Rihanna, just raise a glass to the freaking weekend.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, good job. God, I'm telling you, you're so on top of things. I cannot
love coming here for the praise. That's why I show up every week.
I just feel like
I haven't even showered today, so thank you.
I don't even have to know. I don't even have to know. It's like, I'll never know. We can just hear each other, and then I just tell you how awesome you are.
And the feeling is neutral. We just come and praise each other. It's like amazing.
That's what this podcast is. That's the only reason it's still going on, okay? Because we'd be talking to each other anyway. Okay, so I'm just going to get into more of just like hot topic discussion, headlines. So, okay. So as we all know, Florida is now like the main epicenter. Main epicenter of the COVIDs.
Yeah. It had the highest like single day.
Yeah.
Positive test today on Sunday. This comes out on Wednesday. So who knows? It might be more by then probably.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's just going to keep going up. So, and I guess in particular, like Miami is just not doing good. So I was surprised to see that Disney had reopened. I was like, oh, what?
Well, that's where they're considering playing the rest of the NBA season, too, is at some Disney facility. And they're all going to quarantine there. So, like, I think they were opening for that. And then people anyway, like there's been plans, but it's also gonna be kind of like a bubble.
Why are they quarantining the basketball players but letting guests from all over the world into their
I mean, you got it, me.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. Especially when the cases are out of control.
Yeah. It's clearly not going well. So I was surprised to see that Disney like reopened, and I didn't look at their actual like guidelines. I'm sure they tried to squeeze in every single person that is like legally allowed at this
time. I think I read, like half capacity that you have to get your fever checked.
Okay.
What else was it? I can't remember. I just saw like a headline right before we recorded, so I read like the first paragraph, but yeah, they said it like looks different than what you would normally you know have to go through.
Oh my God.
But still, yeah. I mean, still, like, is that really essential?
Yeah, I mean, no, but obviously Disney has to make money. They're like releasing Hamilton.
Right.
Like, exactly. God, we need money. So I just thought that was like insane. And then
Amber, and I don't know if the one in California is open yet, actually.
Really?
Because I know like family recreation centers are closed, like bowling and museums and zoos and stuff like that, I think. So
California's more like behind in phases, because Florida never even had one phase. They were just like to like live in La Vida Loca and just pretend like nothing just happened.
Can Florida please make its state motto live in La Vida Loca?
It should already be.
That is the most perfect thing I've ever heard. I need that on a t-shirt.
Oh my God, I love it. I can't help if I think of Ricky Martin when I think of Miami, okay?
I
And like,
know.
good time, a good time. Okay, so Amber V, one of our Patreon saints, queen, several times has co-hosted here with us.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, honestly. A gem, a gem. So she sent on our Instagram account this article. It was like basically just like a screenshot of a headline, and it said that the like this specific Japanese amusement park had reopened, and it was urging the riders to not scream at all. Like, please, please don't scream, like, while you're on the roller coasters. And it said that, like, it urged the riders to, quote, please scream inside your heart. So, like, instead of screaming loud, they want you to scream inside your heart. Because
I saw this, and it's just, like, it's one of those things, like, if we can't do it the way it was meant to be done, why are we doing it?
Exactly. Could you fucking imagine? And I love roller coasters. Could you imagine going on a roller coaster and being told not to fucking scream?
I don't even feel like you can control that sometimes, you know? It's just, like, your natural reaction to falling a million feet in really quickly.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my God. I scream. I am, like, so fucking dramatic on rides like that. Like, I cannot stop screaming. But it's, like, it's involuntary, but I can't help it. And I'm, like,
that's what I'm saying.
So loud. It's so embarrassing. But, yeah, they want you to please scream inside your heart, which
and
is just,
like, the motto for 2020. Talk about the motto for Florida.
I was just going to say that's basically what we're all doing all day, every day, is screaming inside of our hearts. Like, absolutely. It's just, like, that meme of that kid with, like, the bulging vein.
Yeah.
Like, like, you could just imagine, like you're just fucking screaming at the top of your lungs, but inside your own head. It's so good.
Every day since this pandemic has happened, we are screaming in our hearts. So we have a lot of practice. So go ride some rides, people.
Oh, my God. I loved that so much, though.
That is so funny. So funny. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable going to, like, a Disney right now. I don't feel comfortable going to a lot of places. Like, I need, yeah, I don't know.
It's just, it's getting, I mean, you guys have had to kind of pull back phases, right, in California.
Things are shutting down again.
Yeah, so we're kind of just at the point where almost everything has kind of reopened. But people are still being so super cautious, which I really like. I've never felt like shamed or anything for wearing a mask. Like, everywhere here you have to wear a mask to get inside, like, period. It's not even, I haven't seen one Karen moment or whatever.
That's really good.
Not once. So that's nice. But it seems to be, like, right after people think everything's just open and they get comfortable with, like, it's literally like everybody forgot and was willing to forget the last 3 months of their lives and just be like, yep, I'm back 100%. There's the clubs
they
open.
Just decided.
I mean,
they've been in Arizona. That's like people in these clubs with no masks. And, like, here I'd say a lot of people do wear masks, but the place I've seen the most where they're not is outside at the beach, which, like, I do get if you're sitting, like, far apart, I think that's probably fine. But, like, I'm talking, like, walking on the boardwalk past a lot of people. And it's, like, just because you're outside doesn't mean, you know, like, they can't touch you.
Yeah, the boardwalks. Yeah, well, we've really only let our kids go on hikes with us. That are not, like, the major, because where we live, it's known for, like, really good outdoors, like, activities and whatever. So there's tons of really nice hiking trails, but a lot of the really nice hiking trails are where everybody knows where to go. Yeah. So they can become not, I wouldn't say, like, packed, but it's nothing like Runyon Canyon or something, you know, like in LA. But
they're just, people are going there probably not just from your town either. I feel like that's also, like, a problem here is like it's summer vacation time and people are still going on their summer vacations and very obviously, and it's like, oh, I, you know, like our neighbor, our friends, they're like, there's this Airbnb across the street that's always booked, still constantly booked, you know. So yeah, we're just like, I guess no one canceled their summer vacations either.
Yeah, well, you know what, actually this segues perfectly into the other topic I wanted to discuss. So, well, one of the other. So there was this article I saw, I think it's from BuzzFeed on Instagram, and it was like titled The Longest Day Ever. And I was like, oh my God, what is this? And it said something about like quarantine or whatever. So for 3 months, this couple who was on their third date had met on Hinge, like right before the virus kind of blew up in America, you know, when like pretty much everybody knew, but like it was still like an old person's thing. Like people didn't yet realize, oh no, actually like younger people can get it and also die from it still, like whatever. So the millennials were just like Gen Z. I don't know.
Yeah, partay. Yeah,
they're like going, like, I mean.
They were like, YOLO.
Yeah. YOLO. Now they'd be like, what does that mean?
I know. No one even knows what YOLO is.
But you know, they were like, oh, cheap flights. I love to travel. They're living their lives. As far as I'm concerned, like, that generation is just like, I'm fucking living my life to the fullest.
Yeah, but like, what's PTO? I write a blog. Like, I'll just go write in Costa Rica.
Exactly. Whatever. Take a $20 flight to fucking Costa Rica. Well, so this couple, they weren't even really a couple. They'd been on two dates, met on Hinge. For their third date, it was kind of, you know, I'm sure on their second date, they were talking about like, wow, I can't believe like how cheap it is to travel right now,
right,
because of this like virus that's going around, but whatever, like Trump isn't saying it's dangerous, so you know, whatever. And so they took advantage of it and went to Costa Rica for their third date, and they ended up having to
stay
together.
Date? He could have been like a serial killer.
yes. So they ended up spending 3 months together in Costa Rica.
Like they couldn't come back, like, or
at once they had a 5-day vacation there, and their flight back got canceled, and then the flight after that got canceled, and then the flight after that got canceled. So they were not able to come back into America for 3 months. So they were like at the secluded hotel. They hopped around to like Airbnbs in Costa Rica, like literally living the, could you even imagine? You're like 28, 30 years old, and like you're like, I'm just like, you have to call your work and be like, hi, I'm in Costa Rica, like
I'm stuck,
like I literally can't get out.
So
after 3 months they were able to finally get a flight out to Texas, and they're both from New York City. So now they're in Texas, and I actually stalked them on Instagram. They are still together. I don't know what
I guess if you can make it through that, then.
And they're so cute. They're a really cute couple. But his Instagram name is MovieMatt305.
Okay.
And I don't know what it says, but you can go, and he kind of documents a lot of it. And they're in Texas. Now they're taking a road trip, I think, from Texas to New York City, I believe, because it's like, we've been this gone for this long, might as well just like, and they're just like, it's just such an adventure.
Might as well just be like influencers now.
Yeah, they could be. They could be. But I'm like, oh my God, could you fucking imagine like a third date going to Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Is insane. No. It's insane. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they're still together. I'm glad he didn't murder her. She didn't murder him. So.
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy.
I'm like, why do you want to take me to Costa Rica on our third date?
Oh, I know.
Away from my friends and family and communication lines.
During a worldwide pandemic.
Yeah.
Cool. I know. But they seem like a good couple. I don't know. Oh my God. I hope they don't.
No, I mean,
five stories to do.
like a success story, actually. So
yeah, it was just kind of a cute story.
I'm jealous then, I got to go on vacation. I'm done.
I know for 3 months. And then we're gonna go over to another real hot vacation spot, Columbus, Ohio. You know how we love to go to Columbus.
It's popping.
It really is. Okay, so Columbus, Ohio has been in the news recently, namely because of its name, I guess you could say. You know, Columbus after
Right. Mm-hmm.
Horrendous Christopher Columbus, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible man all around. And this whole city is named after him. So there is this petition on change.org that had over 50,000 signatures to change the name of the city after local celeb Guy Fieri. You know him, you love him. Good old Guy Fieri. He is from Columbus, Ohio, and they want to change the name to Flavor Town.
I mean, that's smart.
Take me to Flavor Town. If nothing else, it goes with the brand. Everything is brand now. Everything. Your fucking cities are going to now have to be brands. Think of it. First, it was like, I don't know what, just a regular brand. Then it's like, oh, your entire like convention center is named after this brand. Next, where are they going to stop?
No, there's a city a little north of us. I can't remember what it used to be, but there's a casino there. And they changed the town name to Funner, California.
No. No.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And so they could use it for the casino marketing. Like, come to Funner, California.
I live there. Am I on the board of, like...
Look it up.
Because that's something I would suggest. Let's name our town Funner.
That's not even, like, a word.
I know, it's what you say when you're a dumb fucking idiot like me. I think I should call this town Funner because it's way funner than anywhere else. Like, I love that. I'm behind it, actually. I'm a big fan of Funner. But I would go to Flavortown. Would I go to Columbus, Ohio? No. Would I go to Flavortown, Ohio?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. I would go with my, like, bowling shirt that has flames on
with
it.
Flames. Bleach your hair first.
Bleach tips, wear the sunglasses on the back of my head. That's
Don't you guys
real...
have the same birthday? I thought he was one of your birthday twins.
Yes. Yeah. He is me. I am him. We are one. He's a guy. Guy Fieri.
He's your guy, dude. And how many people live in Columbus? I feel like 50,000 people could be like everybody there.
Probably. I think. Why the fuck wouldn't they? Like, everyone's like, oh, it's this, it's that. Like, no.
Like, we can't have new heroes. Like, come on. Guy Fieri is like the Christopher Columbus of today. Minus maybe the racism and genocide.
Raping, genocide. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my god.
I mean, in popularity.
Oh, Guy Fieri is the Christopher Columbus of our day. Friend of the show, Guy Fieri.
Like, why can't we change things? Who, like, god.
Our history, American history, is a fucking joke compared to, like, human history. You know what I mean? Obviously, things can change. Like, calm down. It's insane. It's insane. I just can't. Yeah.
You go tell me you didn't have a good time at Funnertown, California, okay?
Could you imagine? Okay, we're going to take this on the road once, like, you know, that can happen again. Our two only stops, Funner, California, and Flavortown, Ohio.
Yes, we're making it happen. Road trip, EBH on the road.
I'm manifesting that right now. in 2075, when we're allowed to fucking travel again, we're going California, Ohio. Oh, I can't wait. I can't fucking wait.
Oh my God.
Oh,
so funny.
My hot topics.
I'm for it.
You need to discuss. We've been all over the place.
Yeah. So those are all your hot topics?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, okay. The only other hot topic, I don't know if this is even like worth discussing at this point, was the Jada Pinkett and Will Smith interview.
I was like, no. I'm just
red not. Table talk.
Red table talk. Everybody knew they had this kind of like.
That's why I'm not that surprised. Yeah.
Exactly. Like it's like whatever. And Jada was like got a red table talk with her legs crisscross applesauce on her chair, and she's like, this is what I did. Blah blah. Yeah. Like she says, fucking what happened, what it was. Blah, blah, blah. Of course. Famously now she uses the word entanglement for like relationship. Like she's like, you know, and then I had an entanglement with this guy, and it's like, okay. And
Will was like, but what does that really mean?
Yeah, exactly. She said it several times, and so it became like a joke. So she had an entanglement, but they were, come to find out, like they were separated during that time, which I feel like has always been like in the like gossip columns, if you will.
I've been hearing about their open relationship forever.
Yeah. So, but I don't think they wanted to come out and say they had an open relationship. So I think they were like, okay, we were like separated kind of during that time, like not feeling each other. Mm-hmm. We wanted to like do our own thing. So, you know, we'll say we got separated, and then it kind of makes it more like, oh, okay, I can like see. Instead of just out and being like, this is open. Yeah, which is fun. It's like, if that's what works for you.
Yeah, that was what they agreed on, and they were both in on it. Yeah.
Done.
Do you think that he had other entanglements? Because, like, it's really been Jada who has admitted to it, but there's been rumors since all this came out that maybe Will Smith and his former co-star Margot Robbie had some kind of entanglement, or, you know, other people. But this one was more about her relationship with August.
Yeah. And like, from what I've heard also on the rumor mills, like, you know, they're, I'm sure these people are signing non-disclosure.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, so what I heard was that this guy, August, I can't think of his last name, but Alcina, that even though he signed probably a non-disclosure, because he was like living with them.
Yeah. He was like their son's friend, I think.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's how he got introduced to her, was by her, the son, family friend.
Yeah, the son, I think Will's son.
Yeah.
Like their son together. So Will's right. older son. Older so he is yeah. like older, but yeah, so anyway, I don't know, like to each their own.
I mean, it's fascinating that they came out and are that open about it, you know. So good for them, you know, like they're just going to squash it before it can get out of control, the rumor mill, and I think that shows that they're obviously stable in the relationship now, where they can just like come out and do that. So
yeah,
I still like the Smiths.
Yeah, I do too. And think of who their kids are. Like their kids are like seem to be the most secure in themselves. Yes. Like,
and they're older now.
Adult, like they don't give a fuck what anybody thinks of them. They're like, this is who I am. I don't fucking care what you think. And that's like, you're like, wow. First you think like, that's fucking crazy. And then you're like, dude, no. And like
they're really mature.
Yeah, they're so mature. So if this is what Will and Jada want to do, and their kids are like growing up to being really good adults, like responsible, kind of, you know, I don't know. They seem very well-rounded, I would say.
Yeah. And I mean, ultimately, it's nobody's business. It's just like when people make it your business. So,
true.
Yeah. So, but we will continue to definitely report on it as long as they continue to talk about it. So,
exactly.
So anyways, I do have an update to a story before I get into like my final headlines. So a couple weeks ago, I reported on the teens who were out. I can't remember the name of the app. You know the name of the app.
Oh, yes. What is it, like Randona or something?
Something like that. Using this app that like it sort of like gives you coordinates to go on a little adventure. And they were documenting their adventure on TikTok, and they came across two suitcases in a beach in Seattle that had human remains in them. So that's horrific. But the update is that the human remains have been identified as a couple. It was the remains of Jessica Lewis, who is 35, and her boyfriend, 27-year-old August Wenner. And the medical examiner determined that they both were shot, and that's like how they died, on June 16th, 3 days before the TikTok users found them.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they weren't, like, long missing. Oh, my God.
And so now Jessica's aunt has a GoFundMe to raise $10,000 as a reward for information leading to the arrest of whoever killed them. So there's not much known, but they've, like, released pictures of them. And yeah, so that case is just still continuing to develop.
Yes, that is crazy. Wow. Well, I heard on this podcast that I sometimes listen to, and that's why we drink.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hosts was her story, or no, I think it was M's story, was about this case, but went way more into like what TikTok is. You know, and like this whole Randona app that people have on their phones, and it's kind of like geocaching.
Yes, that's really what I have.
So like, I guess you put in, so she, no, sorry, I keep saying she, but M is, preferred pronoun is them. So they, talked about, like, I think downloading the app or somehow seeing the app, whatever, how it works, and you put in your coordinates, mm-hmm. and then it gives you either like you can choose a radius of like 10 miles, a radius of 20 miles, a radius of whatever, like you can just choose, and then it literally just gives you a random location,
right?
And kind of like a scavenger hunt, but you are supposed to apparently set an intention.
Oh,
and because it literally just picks a random, like it could be a person's house, it could be someone else's property that you're on, like you don't know like what it's gonna lead you to. It's not just like places and whatever, like it's literally anything.
Okay, nice. So the intention is very important, especially if you're like young girls.
So if your intention is like I want to find death or something, like then that could lead you to like something that either reminds you of death or like, and apparently on Reddit and on TikTok there is just like a rabbit hole of crazy stories about you know what people's intentions were and then what was found at the site.
So then you can go back and still visit those sites too that people are like already talking about.
Yep. And, well, it was kind of weird because, what was I just going to say? Oh no. I had to wet my whistle and then I forgot what I was going to say.
About podcast?
Yeah, it was about this app.
Right.
About the app we were just talking about. I can't remember. I feel like it was really important, but you know when you're like think what you're about to say was important, but then it's not, and then you're like, oh. but anyway, I don't know what I was gonna say. I'm sure it wasn't extremely important, but this app like blew up because it became viral on TikTok. Maybe is what I was going to say.
Okay. And like you were saying, you also have to use TikTok to know about this app, or like that's where most people who use this app are also on TikTok?
Yeah, I think most people who use this app are like doing TikTok things. And oh, this is what I was going to say. So people are trying to like purposely make this go viral. Mm-hmm. So now like not every story is really believed because people could just say like, oh my God, I set my intention to be this. And then they could just randomly drive to like a cemetery or something and like find someone in their family's, you know, name. Because one of the stories was like, this guy set an intention of like rebirth or something. And then it sent him to this random cemetery right in front of a grave that had his same last name. And he then, like, did research and found out that like that was actually a relative of his that he didn't even know he was related to or something. Like just crazy. Like
the app know?
Yeah, well that's kind of like a lot of these things are like, oh, that's like a weird story. But it's like, okay, out of how many times does it end up being like a weird story? You know, like you'd have to do this like a bunch of times for you even to kind of find something, because it could be like you could literally just end up at like a doorstep, like a nondescript doorstep of something, or like,
but it's more like the adventure and getting there too.
Well, exactly and
just
there,
find nothing.
There's talk of like time travel and simulation. It goes deep, I'm telling you.
Oh my God,
talks about it all. That's why we drink.
Crazy. TikTok is so insane, and they're trying to ban it right now.
Yes, because it's from China. I don't know. I don't understand the TikTok. I don't have room on my phone to download the app, even if I wanted to. So I don't know, but I feel like if you know what's going on TikTok, you were like on the cutting edge. So I feel like Amber B is on TikTok, right?
And our other patron, St. Priscilla, she's always just reposting great things from TikTok. That's how I see anything from TikTok is like Priscilla's reposts.
And they became like best friends forever.
Oh, yeah. It touched my heart that two of our Patreon saints follow each other.
Priscilla and Amber V would be fast friends, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They need to live closer.
They're like soul sisters. Oh my God, maybe Amber V could like bike to Tucson and meet Priscilla. Oh my God, we'll fund it. We'll give you $5.
Yeah. We'll let you skip this month's Patreon payment and you guys can use that.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. So, and then I know you wanted to talk about like one other headline that's kind of grim. Sad.
It's so grim and it's developing. And so I don't know, like, obviously we record on Sunday, so I don't know if this is going to be settled by Wednesday when this comes out, but I'm talking about the disappearance of Naya Rivera, the actress who used to be Santana on Glee. And I'm going to talk more about the Glee curse, because if you don't know, there is like a rumored curse about the show, because a lot of people who have worked on it have had early and like unfortunate deaths, or like their careers are being ruined now, or, you know, just secrets coming out.
Ago, we had that story about Lea Michele.
Absolutely. And I would add that to the curse. Like, now she got busted for being racist, you know, and a bitch. But this one with Naya Rivera is really sad. So over this past weekend, her four-year-old son, Josie, was found on a pontoon boat in this lake that's north of LA in Ventura County. And I guess like they had rented this pontoon boat, gone out for the day, and then hadn't returned it in time. So they, the boat people, whoever, the office of the boat.
Boat people. That's whoever can show on like Bravo, the boat people.
Boat people. Came out to look for the pontoon boat because it wasn't returned on time. And they found her son sleeping on it. No word or anything from Naya. They have no idea where she is. They are presuming she's dead.
the son said, she just said she was going into the water and she'd be right back.
He said, like, she jumped into the water and never came back or something like that. And, you know, I guess there's, like, a lot of things that it's a really deep lake. There's, like, tide pools. There's a lot of environmental factors that could result in why she hasn't been found yet. But it's really weird. And they don't think it was a suicide. At least that's what the police are saying. But it's just awful, you know?
Little son sleeping on the boat. Like, thank fucking God he didn't jump in too.
I know. Well, he had his life jacket on, but her life jacket was still on the boat. So, and they do say that people swim in that lake, so it's not like unusual for people to like get off and swim. But like, who knows? She might have hit her head or something.
You don't have a life vest on.
Yeah.
And there's current. I'm sorry, you're not that good of a swimmer. Like, if you are not Michael Phelps, like,
yeah.
If you know how to swim, like, swimming in a pool is way different than swimming in an open lake.
Yeah.
And then if you have to pull, like, if you have to pull yourself up onto the boat, that's a whole nother story. Like, that's hard, you know?
Well,
like,
yeah. And I guess she had been there before too. So, you know, maybe she just felt comfortable there. Who knows? Like, I don't know why she wasn't wearing her like life jacket, but so the search continues, but this now has been like bringing up lots of rumors of the Glee curse, which is kind of like akin to the 27 Club, which is the curse about the, you know, famous singers who all died at the age of 27, like Amy Winehouse and Janis Joplin and like Jimi Hendrix, I think.
Hendrix.
So, you know, unfortunate things have tended to happen to the cast of Glee after the show ended, and probably the most well-known one was the death of Cory Monteith, who played, like, the main heartthrob lead character, Finn Hudson. He died during the show from an overdose of, an accidental drug overdose of heroin and alcohol in 2013.
Was still filming the show?
Yes, it was, because they go on to talk about how they did a episode like commemorating his character and him and everything, and it was like so heartbreaking.
That's right. Oh my
God. That's when I stopped watching that show, because it got too real, like, and really very sad.
I must not have watched it at that point or past that point. But I vaguely remember that. Okay, wow.
So I think the show ended in 2015, maybe, and this was 2013. But it was shocking because a lot of fans didn't know he had, you know, struggles with addiction. So it was kind of like, what? Yeah, so I think, you know, it was obviously horrific for the cast and crew and everybody involved. So just days after the cast filmed the tribute episode, which was called The Quarterback, to Cory Monteith, the assistant director, Jim Fuller Jr., died in his home, and he was only 41. So they all tend to die pretty young, too, which is sad. And they believe it was heart failure, which is interesting. But yeah, and so he was really popular with the crew and the cast, just beloved assistant director, you know, probably very involved in the show. Another behind the scenes person is a production assistant named Nancy Motez. I think it's Motez, but she is the half sister of Julia Roberts and Eric Roberts. And she died, and she was found in a bathtub at age 37 in LA. In 2014, and they did determine it was a suicide. She left behind a note, and she had she drowned after several drugs were in her, according to a toxicology test.
Oh my God.
So yeah, and Julia Roberts had like spoken out saying that it's just heartbreak. There aren't words to explain what any of us have been through in the last 20 days. It's hour by hour some days, but you just keep looking ahead. So, obviously, devastating beyond just the cast.
Yeah, so I didn't realize it was, like, even behind scenes.
Yeah, I didn't either until I read this article. Because the other big one, this happened just a few years ago, was Mark Salling, who played Noah Puck Puckerman. And he actually dated Naya Rivera back in the day.
Real life, right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so he was wrapped up in a whole bunch of controversy involving child pornography, like a shit ton of child pornography. Here it is. 50,000 illicit images were found on his computer and a thumb drive in 2015. And, you know, from that point forward, he was just like going through plea agreements and trying to figure out, if, you know, if he was going to trial or whatnot. And then in 2018, he was found, his body was found in a riverbed in the remote area of Big Tujunga Canyon, just a few miles from his home. And they do believe that it was suicide as well, because he was getting ready to, you know, be charged, you know, go through this trial and be found guilty.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to prison with that charge, nope, you're not making it. Sorry.
So
anything with like pedophiles, that is like number one. Even like prisoners are like, nope, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he knew, I think he would probably die if he did go to prison anyways. So yeah, it was pretty crazy. And that one, you know, the fans and the co-stars of Glee kind of didn't really know how to react, because they remember him and like what he was for the show, but then obviously knew what his horrible crimes were too. So like people didn't, you know, the mourning was weird and people didn't know if they should even like do that. Cause he kind of, you know, was seen by so many people just as this character, cause they had such a strong fan base. So yeah, and then like other things, like we said, was, you know, Lea Michele coming out and Rachel or Samantha Ware talking about how awful she was treated by her on the show. Another woman, Melissa Benoist, I think. I don't know. She played a character, I don't know, Marley Rose. She opened up about surviving domestic abuse, but never named names who were involved. But people believe it was her ex-husband, who was also on Glee. Named Blake Jenner. He played the jock writer Lynn. So I don't know who any of those characters were, but like it just shows like it continues to go on. And you know, so just beyond, you know, its career stuff, but it's also some of this crazy life and death stuff with this curse.
This reminds me of isn't like the Poltergeist movies.
Yes, we should talk about curses.
Those actors were like cursed. Yes. There was a bunch of stuff on the Poltergeist movies that really you're like, oh, it's reminding me of Glee, like, because I didn't realize it was so behind scenes too. Mm-hmm. So that really is like, ooh.
Well, and there were some things in the episodes, I forgot this part of the article, where they predicted, you know, some of the deaths. So I guess Naya Rivera does sing a song. She sings the Band Perry's If I Die Young song, where it includes the line, sink me in the river at dawn, which I feel like that's like a stretch. You know, he would put that together. But I think, oh yeah, Mark Salling's character in season 3 predicted that by 2030 he would be in jail or dead or both. And his character at another point was persuaded by substitute teacher Holly Holiday, aka Gwyneth Menace, not to make a sex tape with another student, which would have constituted child pornography, you know, in the real world.
My God.
So there are these conspiracy theories where like tying some predictions together, which I think those are pretty out there.
Or the writer knew that he was
Chris Delia thing.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like he's playing parts that are like, yeah, I'm into that. But then like he really fucking is. You're like, what? No wonder he was like so good.
It's crazy, but we should do like a episode maybe like near Halloween or something on curses, because there are like some of those Hollywood curses, the poltergeist and just like, you know, like the crow, and some of those other crazy things that like how things have happened on set but also offset with the actors that has like followed them for years.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, but anyway, so the search continues. Hopefully they'll find her soon and her family can have some closure, because that's just so awful.
I heard also they were like going into cabins now.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Because I guess there's cabins nearby and maybe she like made it to, but it's like, I don't know. How big is this fucking lake? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, and I guess it's like, yeah, like I said, really deep too and stuff that like they can't get to where you can't see.
Yeah, it's murky, really murky waters.
So, anyways, well, that's it. So let us know what you think about the Glee curse. Do you believe in it? Do you, what other curses do you want us to cover? Let us know.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, I think we're at our BuzzFeed quiz.
I think so too, which this week, again, slim pickings, not much going on.
Not a lot. Really? Yeah, okay. We all know. Okay, so, but since we were talking about Disney a little earlier and how Disney has reopened, which has me flabbergasted, Liz found, of course, there's never a shortage of fucking Disney quizzes on BuzzFeed. That's for goddamn sure.
Oh, my
God. It's like every fucking quiz, Disney. But we wanted to get a little evil with it. So this is a Disney villain food quiz, which of course, like everyone knows, I go orgasmic over food.
Love
it. It's my thing. I'm not kidding. I can't talk about like really delicious food without like being like, I'm talking about like porn. It's so bad. It's like shameful. Okay.
I mean, there's a food quiz, I'm taking it. This one was like second dessert. I was like, yes, please. You know, midnight snack, yes, please. There was the option to say no.
Yeah, you're like, yes, yes, and yes, all of the above. Who doesn't love a fucking snack? That's my problem, is every single night I want a little bit of ice cream. So sue me. Okay. So fucking sue me. I can't lose a goddamn pound because I want to have like one spoonful of ice cream every night. I hike. I fucking exercise. I do Zumba. I do kickboxing. What do you want me to fucking do? Okay?
Ice cream is like a supervillain, I'm telling you.
I know. It's so good. This is a Disney villain food quiz. So you're basically supposed to figure out who your villain is. Like your Disney villain is based on the food choices you make. So who is your villain? Who are you?
Well, it's not like even one that I like that much. It's Jafar from Aladdin.
You did not get Jafar.
Yes, I got Jafar. And it's like really, really intense, the description.
Okay. Oh my God. Dead right now.
Because can't you tell the resemblance between me and Jafar?
You're fucking twins.
Our little wire beards. Okay. Like Jafar, you are ruthless. You are a suave person who craves power and control. You can't handle being considered second best and will do anything to come out on top, even though I'm like the most non-competitive person ever.
I think I need to go change my cup right now. I need to go empty my cup.
Oh my God. I know. I was like, okay. My food choices are intense, I guess.
You're so intense. I've been meaning to tell you, you're super intense.
I don't know.
No.
So who did you get? I'm guessing not Jafar.
No. Well, this is what, like, I read this and I was like, oh my God, the description. It's like, of course, it's just going to be like evil. So I got the fucking one and only motherfucking Maleficent.
Oh, shit. Angie. Yeah.
Dude. She is like, if you haven't read Sleeping Beauty lately, go back and read it, because Maleficent is the OG motherfucking villain.
She's okay. Like the devil's spawn itself.
Yeah.
She is scary. I was like hoping for like a Cruella de Vil, you know, someone just a little deranged, but
hearted. Just a little animal abuse, yeah, you know.
A little deranged. Or maybe like a Ursula.
Oh, God. I would have died to get Ursula. Yes. She's the ultimate. She's my favorite villain.
I feel like Maleficent is the female version of Jafar, actually.
Yeah, I guess she is. She is. This says, which I died because it is. It's just so extra. Like Maleficent, you're pretty devious. You're a ruthless person who will do whatever it takes to get what you want. I can't even say it. Despite your cold and distant personality,
you can be
pretty warm to people you love.
I'm like the girl who like smiles all the time. Yeah, perfect smile. You're so cold and distant.
Get a smile off my face. I know. I loved that. I thought, oh,
that
God.
That's hilarious.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that was fun.
Disney,
was
you fun. Know us so well. We're so evil.
You know what? That was fun. That was a good time.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to Disney, Florida. We'll see you there. Not.
Oh, my God. No, sorry. You can't handle it, like, for that long. You have to go to Disney. That's just an act of defiance, as far as I'm concerned, right?
Yeah.
An act of fucking defiance.
And I mean, I don't get it even, like, because if you have, like, a pass and you paid all that money and now you can't even, you know, it's, like, half capacity, you might not even be able to get to go unless you plan it, like, super well. It just seems like such a waste.
Such a waste.
Anyways. We could be angry about Disney and Florida forever.
I know. Oh, my God.
Anyways, well, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Remember to send us your story ideas, drink suggestions, questions, comments, concerns, eveningboozehour@gmail.com. And we're on Instagram and Twitter. And, yeah, I mean, I think that's all the news that's fit to drink this week. Anything else you want to, any more knowledge bombs you want to drop on us, Kate?
Oh, boy. No, not with that kind of pressure. Not with that. No, I think that's all she wrote. That's all she wrote, folks. Yeah. Peace out.
Bye.